welcome to today's session of the Career and Life Hacks podcast for busy people. I am Joanne Ekton, your host, author of Make Your Job Great and creator of the Team Maximizer Framework. Now, have you ever seen two people who just couldn't communicate? No matter what one person said or did, the other person just found fault with it. They aggravated each other and just couldn't get along. If that happens in a social setting, they just tend to avoid each other and have nothing to do with one another, and that's okay, right? But what if this happens at work? Or worse, what if it happens to you? Well, we probably need someone with a lot more psychology training to unravel all of it, but I want to share one simple thing with you that might help. You see, there are millions of individual experiences, behaviors, attitudes that make us different, but underneath it all, there are really only four major personality types. And once you understand these four, you might find yourself understanding the other person's point of reference just a little bit better, maybe even well enough to understand that your differences aren't personal, but they're based on personality types. You may have heard of this before, and sometimes the four types are described with labels or colors or animals. There's all kinds of descriptors used out there. I'm going to describe the four of them in simple terms just to give you a starting point. And there's tons of information available to you on the internet if you want to dig into this a little bit further. So let's think of these four types as a combination of two main differences. The first is how you process information. You can either be a high-level, big-picture person that likes to move fast, or a detailed, analytical person that likes to take her time. If you decide you need a new car, do you spend a bunch of time looking at reviews and statistics to decide what is the best buy, or do you just go find one you like? That'll give you a clue as to how you process information. The second has to do with whether you prefer to work on tasks or work with people. Are you comfortable in a group, collaborating and building something together? Or do you prefer to figure out, you know, what part am I responsible for? And let me just go back to my office and go get it done. When you put these variations together, that's how you get the four types. So the first is when you've got this fast-paced, big-picture person who prefers working on tasks, and that's someone who's going to drive for results. The fast-paced, big-picture person who prefers working with people, though, is an influencer, someone that likes to talk and tell stories and come up with new ideas. The analytical people person is one who wants to make sure everyone is taken care of, people are all in agreement, and the team's all on board. And then the analytical task-oriented person is the one who takes care of all the details, someone who makes sure that all the tasks are identified, all the numbers are crunched, all the options are investigated. So these people are great at helping to define what-if scenarios. So what does it look like when there's a clash of personality types at work? Well, in one project, I saw a director that this guy was responsible for building the product, and he was one of those like super hard driving, move fast, get it done kind of people. He could not communicate with his project manager at all. He found her very frustrating and didn't listen to anything she had to say. Why? Because she was the analytical, like, let's make sure everyone knows what they need to do and they're all okay with it kind of person. So he moved fast and she moved more slowly. He spoke in deadlines, she spoke in tasks. Once they understood that, they learned to leverage their differences and balanced each other out, and the team ended up stronger because of it. The real risk is when you don't understand the different types and tune out what the other person is trying to tell you. You usually need all four types on a team to be the most effective. So if you don't already know your personality type, go find out. Sometimes companies will have a specific tool or instrument that they prefer, and you can just go use that. And if they don't, then I recommend go online to the DISC, D-I-S-C, DISC assessment, and use that. It's pretty inexpensive, it's super fast, and it'll tell you what you need to know. So then the fun is figuring out what everyone else on your team is, because the differences can lead to some real communication breakdowns, and we'll talk about those more in our next session.